Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are everywhere in your world. We are on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, a conversation with Iranian video artist Shireen Nishat. Rachel, I went to see her show at the Gladstone Gallery here in New York City. It's up through the end of the month if anybody's passing through town. Really cool video installations as well as some photography that helps her tell various women's stories and their lives in Iran, whether it be in modern-day Iran or when the Shah was put back in power in 1953. So we'll hear what she has to say.
Cool.
We'll also check out what's clicking on the BPP blog. But first, the news with Korva Coleman.
This is NPR.
And hello again. Well, who would have thunk? The New York Giants upset the New England Patriots last night to win the Super Bowl 17-14. The key play came with just 35 seconds left in the fourth quarter when Giants quarterback Eli Manning threw the winning touchdown. And Manning says it was anything but an easy win.
We got to give a lot of credit to New England. They played a great game. We weren't able to run the ball real well. We just kind of made enough plays. We finally got some big plays in the fourth quarter.
The Giants score two touchdowns, then dashing the Patriots' hope to join the 1972 Miami Dolphins as the only other undefeated team in NFL history. This is the last full day of campaigning before Super Tuesday. There are 24 presidential contests spread around the country, and a lot of delegates are at stake tomorrow. Over the weekend, Republican candidate Mitt Romney won Maine's GOP caucuses, outdistancing rivals John McCain, who finished second, Ron Paul, who finished third, and Mike Huckabee, who finished fourth. Romney says his leading rival, McCain, would never be able to unite the party.
Do we want to have a person lead our party who voted for and fought for McCain-Kennedy, which is an amnesty bill for illegal aliens?
Well, speaking to supporters in Illinois, Romney said McCain is too like Democrat Hillary Clinton. That Democratic presidential candidate stumped in several states over the weekend. Clinton stopped off to deliver remarks at a Missouri church where she discussed the indifference of government.
When sick people can't afford to see a doctor, when our children attend schools that are separate and unequal, when anyone votes on a broken machine and their vote isn't counted, that is the opposite of love.
Clinton's leading opponent, Senator Barack Obama, picked up another endorsement over the weekend. California First Lady and Democrat Maria Shriver is backing him. Her husband, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, a Republican, has endorsed GOP candidate John McCain. Voters in Serbia have decided to keep President Boris Tadic in office. In a very close vote, Tadic defeated nationalist candidate Tomislav Nikolic with 51% of the vote. Hanging over the election was the fact that Serbia's province Kosovo is poised to declare independence. Both candidates are strongly against this, but Tadic opposes military force in the matter. He also favors closer ties with the European Union. And former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan held a meeting with Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga today. They began with a Red Cross briefing on how many people have died in new election-related violence. 3 days ago, the rivals agreed on new ways to cut violence as their supporters fight over the outcome of disputed presidential elections. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Korva.